In June 2007, we had the privilege of covering the ribbon cutting of the Satellite Operations Facility for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, at the Suitland Federal Center in Suitland, Maryland. That building is distinctive for many reasons, as you'll hear in this report. But there's one distinction that stands out, according to Paul Pignato, facilities lead for the NOAA Satellite Facility. It all has to do with its highly sought-after LEED rating, Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design.
It was one of the first buildings to achieve a gold certification under the U.S. Green Building Council. GSA, as many of us in the facilities industry know, is the largest landlord for the U.S. government, and they've taken a leadership position in requiring that all their new federally constructed buildings have a minimum of a silver rating with the U.S. Green Building Council.
There are many factors contributing to the NOAA facility's LEED Gold rating, but to fully appreciate how they factor in, Pignato says you first have to understand the role this building plays in formulating your daily weather forecast.
Right at the very, very top of the system is satellites that are orbiting the Earth. Some of them are as far out as 22,000 miles. Mm-hmm. Basically monitoring our weather, and what the public is most familiar with is the hurricanes. So when you see that image of those hurricanes come in or approaching our coastline, some of the satellites that NOAA is flying are actually providing those images.
Pignato adds that NOAA then takes that satellite data and turns them into maps and atmospheric charts used by the National Weather Service, private weather forecasting companies, and even the Pentagon to forecast the weather. Part of the reason for the NOAA facility's LEED Gold rating comes from the way it was designed, according to Tony Alonso, chief architect with GSA in the Design and Construction Division, part of the Public Building Service in the National Capital Region.
You have an office space, and you have a command and control center, but you also have parking, and then you also have a satellite component to this. And if you looked at this in the conventional manner, you would build a building. You would build a parking lot to serve it, and then you would build a satellite field, a satellite farm. But when you look at it that way, there's quite a bit of impact on the natural environment and on the site when you take that approach. So very early on in the design process, the architect suggested, well, let's move the parking under the building. Let's divide the office space between the command and control center, the mission critical aspect. And then, obviously, one of the most daring things to do was let's make the satellite dishes become part of the architecture. Mm-hmm. By taking this strategy, you minimized the impact on the site. And that is one of the most critical and early moves you can make that happens early on in the design phase. Right. And from a sustainable design point of view, sets the direction for the rest of the project.
You can see a photo of the NOAA satellite building on federalnewsradio.com. In effect, what they did was stack the building vertically instead of spread it out, reducing the structure's footprint on the Suitland Federal Center site. Alonso says tall 20-foot-plus ceilings in office areas help dissipate heat, while innovative ventilation systems that deliver fresh air to each employee's desktop keep the building comfortable. Another factor in the NOAA building's LEED Gold rating, one of the first green roofs on a newly constructed federal building over one part of the structure.
The roof structure of this green roof is a poured-in-place concrete dome. We're going to call it like a nice, soft, sloping dome that then merges into the landscape. You have a traditional roof membrane over that concrete deck with insulation, but above that you have approximately, in this case, there's many different types of green roofs, but this one is about approximately 6 inches of soil, then above that insulation, mm-hmm. and planted with a variety of sedum plants that are very hardy and perform well in drought conditions, mm-hmm. and don't require maintenance and mowing and those types of issues that would be counterproductive,
right.
Of course. The great benefit of the green roof, though, is that the insulation value that the soil provides, it extends the life of the roof membrane because the roof membrane is not exposed to such extremes of heat.
The vegetation on the green roof also absorbs rainwater that might otherwise run off a regular roof and into storm drains, lessening the impact on municipal water treatment plants. Back inside the building, Paul Pagnotto says that shortly after the building opened, they learned an energy-saving lesson that overturned the common wisdom about how to run a computer server room.
I think typically you've walked into computer rooms and server rooms in the past, and the first thing that you noticed when you walked in these computer rooms historically was it was freezing. You walked in there, you kind of, you know, crossed your arms and you shivered a little bit. And, of course, if you were like me, you said, boy, this feels good. But that was because historically we just ran those rooms really cold. And what we began to realize, at least more on the facility side, is that the computers themselves, the hardware, doesn't require 65-degree temperature. It really calls for 70-degree temperature, 71-degree temperature. And so by allowing the computer rooms to run a little bit warmer, we are saving considerable energy, and we haven't gone back and really sat down and tried to calculate it out. But when I'm cooling a room down to 65 degrees or I'm cooling it to 70 versus 65, I know I'm saving considerable energy.
Pagnotto adds that in the coming year, GSA will begin a program to actually meter electricity use in different parts of the NOAA building so they can get a handle on just how much energy and money they're saving with the warmer computer rooms. Also, NOAA is taking over a solar array from a neighboring building slated for demolition. That solar array is expected to generate over 100 kilowatt hours of electricity for the NOAA building. That's 100 kilowatts they didn't have to get from the commercial electrical grid. Reporting from the NOAA Satellite Operations Facility in Suitland, Maryland, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.